Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show. But we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. I got to start off by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM, and our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years, definitely holding down the spot Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Please check us out if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Also, y'all say one time for the good people over at live365.com. Now, for those who don't know, we partnered up with live365.com last year, 2020, at the beginning of the pandemic, because we wanted to be able to provide more opportunities for independent artists. We partnered up with Live365, and we launched our very own internet radio station. All right? Now, the name of our station is Ride95. The way to access our station is very, very easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com, go to their search engine. Now, the search engine has over 2,000 internet radio stations. Once you go to the search engine, type in RIDE, R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to access us via your mobile devices, also just as easy. Make sure you download the Live365 app. Once you download that app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're giving you what's next in hip-hop and R&B. Now, for all the artists who don't know, this station is media-based tracking, which means your music is properly registered, then you will receive credits towards royalties for your music being played on radio, okay? All right, so anytime your music is being played on internet radio, be sure to ask the station if they're media-based tracking, and Ride95 is, all right? That's the main reason we partnered up with Live365 to make sure artists will be properly paid their royalties, okay? All right, now, ladies and my boys and girls, again, Make sure y'all follow us on all forms of social media at Riding Dirty Radio. That's TikTok, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, and on YouTube, make sure you check out all our interviews at Riding Dirty TV. And that's RIDINDURTY TV, RIDINDURTY Radio. All right? Make sure y'all rock with us because we're rocking with y'all. All right, ladies and my boys and girls, you know it's time. And you know what we do right here on the Riding Dirty Show. We are the platform that provides the voice for the voices. We're the platform that's giving people an opportunity to speak their mind if you've got things moving and shaking in arts, entertainment, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, religion. If you're just out there, you're just a damn good person, and you're trying to change the world, we are the platform for you. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Riding Dirty platform. So welcome, MC Smooth. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, big dog? How you doing?
Man, maintaining. I always like to start out by saying thank you for taking this moment to come on the show And there are fans and the people that are family, friends of the platform know about you and your career and what you got going on.
Wow, that's amazing. That's definitely amazing.
All right, so, man, look, let's get into it. The first thing I want you to do is let these people know where MC Smooth is from.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. Grady baby, to be exact. I was born there at Grady. So definitely an Atlanta native.
Man, it seemed like all the dope rappers out of the ATL were born at Grady, man. What the hell popping at Grady, man? If you're born at Grady, that means you're automatically going to be a dope-ass rapper?
I don't know. That's just what it is. I mean, we got a lot of hot spitters out here. We definitely got a lot of spitters out here who are definitely worthy of calling themselves artists or rappers. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, man. Look, I want to ask this question. Like, at what age did you realize that you wanted to jump into this entertainment business?
Honestly, I would probably have to say when I was in high school. I found myself while I was in high school writing down every rap that I could find, you know what I mean? Just listening to the radio, and instead of looking up the lyrics and stuff like that, I would literally go word for word, just writing down all the words to certain songs and stuff like that.
Okay, all right. Now, it's one thing to listen to all the hot records. It's another thing to learn the lyrics. But what made you say, you know what, I hear this, I hear all this talent, but I think I can do it too?
That's a good question. Everybody has their own perspective of how they see things, you know. And I felt like at the time when I started, I felt like I had something to say. I wanted to explain things from my perspective as well. So I took on the art form, and I enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Now, who are some of the MCs or who are some of the artists that you grew up respecting?
Some of the artists that I grew up respecting, that would have to be people like T.I., Jeezy, Gucci Mane. It's a lot of greats. Tupac, Biggie, Nipsey, Jay-Z. It's so many artists out there that I listen to. It's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Now, look, you mentioned two very, very renowned artists out of the city of the A, which I got to ask this question. I got to ask this question because this is a A-Town question that people go back and forth all the time. Like, who's the best between Kobe and Mike, or who's the best LeBron and Mike? So my question to you is, being an ATLian, who created trap?
Ooh. That is, see, that's a question that could get people in trouble. I don't even know how to answer that one, to be honest with you. I would have to go with. Go ahead.
All right, then let's say this. If we're talking trap and we're talking ATL, which artist would you prefer to listen to? That doesn't mean anybody is greater or better. But which would you prefer to listen to?
It would have to be T.I.
Okay.
It would definitely.
And why T.I., if you don't mind me asking?
He came off so much more different than any other artist during his, like, when he was on top of his stuff. And I'm not saying he's not on his stuff now, but I'm saying during that time period, you couldn't nobody touch T.I. when it came to rap. Just the way that he influenced and showed. He showed the game a different way to do things.
Okay, I can definitely agree with that. Now, so let's go back to high school, back to you loving music and wanting to get into the game. Like, what were some of the first steps for you as you start to approach this journey into the entertainment business?
Hit the dictionary. That's the first thing. First things first is hit the dictionary and understand what words really, really meant, to be honest with you. I feel like if you don't have a decent vocabulary, you're not going to get places, especially in the rap game.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, a lot of people from a lot of areas will feel like, nah, no way, no Atlanta MC, no Atlanta artist would say hit the dictionary because, you know, they feel like the South don't always got something to say. Why was it so important for you to hit that dictionary and get that vocab up?
You can explain things differently with the vocabulary, and sometimes for me, I honestly like when the listener, I like when listeners go back and say, you know what, I didn't know what this word meant, and now I'm gonna start using it in my vocabulary simply because it was said in a song that I like to hear. You know what I mean?
Okay, no doubt. All right, man. So after you hit that dictionary, it was time to put that pen to pad. It was time to find beats. It was time to hit the studio. What was that initial experience like for you? Was it complicated? Was it easy? Tell us.
For me, it was actually complicated because of the type of rapper that I am. It's a pocket that I like to find when I'm on an instrumental. And that pocket is not always the same for each instrumental. So to me, I feel like picking the right beat for what it is that you like to do or what you're trying to explain is everything, because if that beat not hitting the way that it need to hit for what it is that you have to say, it's not going to come off right.
Okay. All right. So you're right. You got to have that producer and those beats to get you in pocket. So how long of a time was it for you to find that right producer to put you in that right pocket for your fans?
Well, for me, it start. What was the question one more time? I want to make sure I answer the question.
How long was it for you to find the right producer to get you in the proper pocket?
When I came back from Japan, it didn't take long at all. It really didn't take long at all. Within a year or so. Yeah, about a year. It took about a year before I found that right sound. And once I found that right sound, it was, let's go.
Okay, now, you just said something. You just threw a monkey wrench in the game. When you got back from Japan, what was MC Smooth doing in Japan?
You said what now?
What was MC Smooth doing in Japan?
I did a little bit of everything out of Japan. I was promoting parties, I promoted one rooftop party and then promoted a couple of clubs out there. And I performed a little bit while I was out there in Japan.
Okay, so did you go to Japan just to pursue music, or were you in the military? Like, what led you to Japan? Like, you went from ATL to Japan. That's a jump.
No, I was in the military at the time. I actually spent 9 years in the military.
Okay. All right. So I got to ask, because being in the military, you got to be really, really focused. You got to be focused. You got to be on point. You got to be very disciplined to have a life in the military. And 9 years definitely lets me know you had a large amount of discipline. What from the military, what during your military experience were you able to bring and put into your musical experience?
You said it's so many stories. I got so many stories from the military that I can wrap up into a song. From doing training, the PT, physical training, exercising. This is a lot of different things. Even the people that you meet, it's almost like having that simple 9-to-5. Military can seem like a 9-to-5 with a lot more seriousness to it, you know.
Okay. So first of all, I want to say thank you for, you know, serving this country and basically helping maintain order and keep our liberties intact. So thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Now, being in the military, how were you able to balance that military life and the pursuit of hip hop and music?
That's a good question. Actually, music music is therapeutic to me in general. So any problems or anything that I was going through at the time while I was in the military, I would, you know what I mean, just turn around and, you know, screw it. I'm going to take all my pain and all the stuff that I'm going through and I'm going to put it in the songs. You know what I mean?
All right, now, did the people around you know that you was pursuing music? Because I actually interviewed an artist one time who basically said that he felt like, you know, the fact that he was pursuing hip-hop, a lot of people in the military didn't really rock with it like that. So what was your experience when it comes to pursuing music in the military?
I think it's a double-edged sword, to be honest with you. The higher-ups, like the people that are your bosses and stuff like that, they not really with it or anything like that. But the lower enlisted or the guys that you actually – your comrades, the people that you see every day, the people that you work with every day, those are the ones who actually support and would tell me things like, yo, Smooth, you got to keep going. Don't stop for nobody. I don't care what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they can't really support how they want to support because they got higher ups and a lot of different people looking at you and stuff like that. And that was one thing that I had to deal with. Although I did music, I didn't let, you know, people who didn't want me doing music, I didn't let that shun me away from doing what it was that I felt like was therapeutic and was good for me.
Okay. All right. Now, what made you give that military career up?
The music. The music, it was simply that.
All right. All for the music. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right. So once you touch back down in the city after doing what you've done in the military, what was it like to just jump back in and interact with the city of the A and reconnect with some of the people and basically get back on your career?
Different. Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people understand, but when they say the military strips you of everything and they have you think differently, they really have you think differently. So I had to literally unlearn the things that were in the military and relearn how to just be a civilian. And then to make matters worse, but to make things even harder, I came back to Atlanta. I didn't go to some, you know what I mean? I didn't just go anywhere. I came home to Atlanta where, you know what I mean, everything we talk about any and everything around here. So it was different, like just having to re-strip myself down and become a civilian all over again. That was a very hard transition, and I'm still transitioning to this day. But it is what it is, you know what I mean? I'm having fun, and I'm still learning as I go.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about that name, MC Smooth, because MC is not a word we hear a lot in 2021. So what made you choose the moniker MC Smooth?
I know I look really, really young, but I'm actually 31, and a lot of people, like, when you see me, you see young, but when I speak or when, you know, the people that I hang around are all older cats or older people in general, so therefore, it just kind of fit, you know, MC Smooth, NFL, Infinity Music Entertainment, Smooth, that's just me, it stuck.
All right. Now, I'm going to be very honest, bro. You do look very, very young. When you said you was in the military 9 years, I was kind of looking at you. I was like, okay, I seen pictures of this guy. I don't know about that, but you, yes, you definitely look young.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The word smooth, what does that word mean to you, and what should it mean to fans?
Smoother than a pool where the water don't move. My name's Smooth. that just means, you know, being smooth, like being able to, it's almost like gliding around somewhere. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Now, has that always been the name you rode with, or have there been several name changes throughout your career?
Well, rapper-wise, it's always been Smooth. But, you know, I did have other kids. I went from Lil Will to Willie the Kid, and then from Willie the Kid to Smooth, and Smooth stuck, so.
Okay, all right. So, look, man, let's talk a little bit about, basically, you were just recently added to Hip Hop Weekly's Imminent Breakthrough Tour platform. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, what's that like for you?
Man, I would have never guessed it. It wasn't something that, when it came, it was just like, really? For real? That's crazy. I'm down. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, let's Smooth finna try to make a name for himself, if that's the case.
All right. That's definitely, man, that's an honor to be part of anything that deals with Hip Hop Weekly. How did Hip Hop Weekly come across MC Smooth? Was it something that you were just out there grinding your music? Like, how did the opportunity even come about?
Honestly, so let me see. How is the best way to actually? This came about when I actually was at my mom's house eating dinner, and my manager hit me and told me that she had something for me to that she wanted me to show up to. It was last minute. So last minute. And she said, hey, show up to this place, do this, that, and the third, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, all right, bet. So I get there. I forgot I didn't have a mask, so I had to go by Family Dollar to go get a mask. It took me 10, 15 minutes just to do that. I'm sitting here calling people that, hey, I know I'm supposed to be there, this, that, but I'm glad they still gave me that opportunity, and we've been going strong ever since.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now, also, let's talk a little bit about basically you visiting Roc Nation and receiving distribution through Equity, their platform Equity.
Yeah.
Like, how was that experience? How was that experience for you?
Honestly, who would have thought a little Atlanta boy from a cat from Atlanta would just do and get a chance, get an opportunity like that? Like, man, don't nobody, you don't just roll over and get an opportunity like that. So, to be honest with you, I was actually speechless. But at the same time, I knew body wise and mind wise, I needed to step my game up and make sure I was on top of my stuff. So that's what I ended up doing, and you know. My manager was really, really happy with it. My cousin, who, you know, is real, real close to me when it comes to this music thing, he was like, hey, you need to make sure you on top of your game. And that's what I did. I stayed prayed up and continued to talk to God about it, you know.
Okay, now, you've mentioned your cousin, you've mentioned your manager. For all the aspiring artists out there, tell them how important it is to have the right people around you when it comes to pursuing your career.
It's, oh my goodness. That is so important. You got to have somebody that you, cause it's going to be days. There will be days where it's like, you know what? I'm over it. I'm done. I give up. I don't want to do this no more. I'm over it, you know? But then when you have people who stand to your left and your right, and they tell you, no, you are strong enough. No, you can do this. And no, I'm not going to let you give up. That just means that you know what I mean, that they really, really want to see you survive and break through. And once you break through, the sky's the limit. And I feel like I'm almost there. And as long as I continue to push and keep the people who really genuinely want to see me succeed at what it is that I love doing, it's strong. It's very, very important. Very important.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about social media. How has social media affected your career and how you get music to the masses?
Social media, as much as I dislike social media because I don't like it at all, it's a part of the game. It literally is one tool. I could definitely say it's definitely a tool to get your music out there. You can show people who you are as a person, because the social media has so many different platforms, or, you know, how you feel. They have people who do the how you feel type thing versus the things that you go through every day versus what's funny out there right now. You can go off of any type of environment when it comes to social media. It's just you got to have thick skin for it, though. If you ain't got thick skin, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it.
All right. Now, with that being said, how can people find MC Smooth on social media?
On social media, I'm strong on IG. My page got taken away from me at like 12.3K. So I'm starting over on my social media as far as like Instagram. But on Instagram, it's NSM Smooth, which is SMOOVE09. And that's IG. Facebook is Andre Williams. You can find me. I'm pretty sure I'm not a hard guy to find on Facebook at all. I'm really not on Snapchat like that. I need to be. TikTok, I'm still trying to take off on, but it's NSM Smooth on there, and that's NSM SMOOVE.
All right. Now, before we get too deep into it, let's talk about this joint TikTok.
Oh, yeah, Lil Shorty on TikTok. Yeah, we had fun on that. Go ahead.
Now, who actually produced it? I know it's called TikTok, but what's the concept and what was the process in creating it?
For me, I have a process when I make my songs. It's two ways you can go about making a song. Either you can make a personal song, which is not always for the public, or you can make a viral song. And what I call a viral song is a song that is relatable to any and everything that people got going on. And in this instance, I felt like TikTok was one of those songs that everybody could relate to. I don't know not one person that's not on TikTok. You know what I mean? And that can range from how old, Theo? 9, 10 to I done seen 50-year-olds on TikTok. You know what I mean? So I felt like just coming at it from that basis when I came up with TikTok, we were thinking viral, and then I threw a feature on there, Jay Foreign, one of my guys that I went to college with, SAE Institute. So yeah.
Okay. What has been the response to it?
So far I've gotten nothing but great responses, you know. I haven't received anything negative from it or anything like that. We're working on trying to build it up and get people to do more listening, and maybe they can start doing TikToks to the TikTok song, you know. I honestly think it's a strong song that could potentially take over TikTok for sure.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. So look, man, before we get into it, tell us a fun fact about MC Smooth that people will be surprised to know.
Smooth can cook. Smooth can cook.
All right, what's your go-to dish if you got to impress the ladies?
If I had to impress the ladies, I'd probably do something like stuffed bell peppers or something like that. With their choice, either they can do the mashed potatoes or they can do the rice. It don't matter. And then we'll stuff that bell pepper and then throw some on the top of it or something like that, you know.
All right. Last question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Hopefully sitting on a stage and producing other people's music. That's what I want to do. That I feel like that'd be fun, you know, to be able to get off into other people's music and be able to, you know, I should be making beats and producing not only just for myself, but for other people as well, you know?
Okay. All right, man. Before I have you introduce this record, what can we look forward to? Is that mixtape? Is that album? Are we dropping more singles? What's
coming up? We're going to go single for single until they can't take Smooth no more. That's what I foresee. I'm going to continue to drop singles on top of singles until they say, all right, Smooth, we done with singles. We need an album. You hear what I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. All right, my G, again, man, I appreciate your time. Introduce this joint to the world.
TikTok?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This is my single, TikTok Future and Jay Foreign. Here we go, TikTok.
Appreciate it, my G.
For self as well. Smoke. Yeah. Let's go. Shorty, your TikTok, I think you amazing. I don't mean to sound invasive, but the way you shake it got me thinking. Lil Shorty, your TikTok, I need the exclusive. And I ain't talking what you posted. I want the draft with the news in it. Lil Shorty, your TikTok, I think you amazing. I don't mean to sound invasive, but the way you shake it got me thinking. Lil Shorty, your TikTok, I need the exclusive. And I ain't talking what you posted. I want the draft with the news in it.
Lil shorty on TikTok. A round of applause for the post, lil mama. I know it's rehearsed, lil mama. Beautiful curves, won't you show me something? Shake it, how you like to take it. Bend it over with your tongue out. Make it clap, make it amazing. Dance it to your favorite song out. The angles be perfect. Shorty gon' show how you work it. I can tell by the videos you were freaking. You do that on purpose. Smooth, you know where this going. Keep that motherfucker jumping. Left, right, up, down. Hitting combinations like a PlayStation. Okay, I'm loving the angles, the different positions that shorty be on. I ain't playing, baby, you know that you wrong. Go ahead, do your little dance in this bitch. Make a nigga wanna pull up and go half on the baby. I'm talking demon time, baby. I'm crazy the way that you moving. Got a nigga thinking that you could just possibly be my old lady. Let's shorty your TikTok. I think you amazing. I don't mean to sound invasive, but the way you shake it got me thinking. Let's shorty your TikTok. I need the exclusive. Then I ain't talking what you post. I want the draft with the news in it. Let's show that your
baby got some over here. The shape of your body is fishing, I like it for real.
You know I gotta get right with it.
You know I'm really gon' slide, I'ma dive in it.
Put on my feet in,
flying that pressure right there. You know I'm finna control, I'm finna take over your soul. I'm about to go down and get right in it. Let's make a movie. Quick and fam in the tub with your clothes and your coat. And your water gon' spread like a ooze. Stay tight on that crib, I can never unloose it. Yeah, yeah. Making my way in, girl, I'm not playing, it's your back when.
I want you to show me some moves, I'm already knowing that you got the juice.
Hey, baby girl, say you go wild, I'm loving your flavor and loving your style, loving your style. And then you got all of your shit together. If you got a nigga, I'm taking this place. I'ma have you all up in the coupe, it's a race. You fucking with me, I'ma hand you stress. Fucking with me, oh, it's actually blessed, actually blessed.
I think you amazing. I don't mean to sound invasive, but the way you shake it got me thinking. The short of your TikTok, I need the exclusive. And I ain't talking what you posted. I want the draft with the news in it. The short of your TikTok, I think you amazing. I don't mean to sound invasive, but the way you shake it got me thinking. The short of your TikTok, I need the exclusive. And I ain't talking what you posted. I want the draft with the news in it. The short of your TikTok.